奉主圣约我记载耶稣基督的福音，
以光荣归于你。
一周的第一天晚上，门徒所在的地方，因为怕犹太人，门户都关着。耶稣来了，站在中间，对他们说：愿你们平安。说了这话，便把手和肋旁指给他们看。门徒见了主，便喜欢起来。耶稣又对他们说：愿你们平安，就如父派遣了我，我也同样派遣你们。说了这话，就向他们吹了一口气，说：你们领受圣神吧。你们赦免谁的罪，谁的罪就得赦免。你们保留谁的罪，谁的罪就被保留。十二人中的一个号称迪迪波的多马，当耶稣来时，却没有和他们在一起。其他门徒向他说：我们看见了主。但多马对他们说：除非我看见他手上的钉痕，用我的指头探入钉痕，用我的手探入他的肋旁，我决不信。麦天以后，耶稣的门徒又在屋里，多麦也和他们在一起。门户关着，耶稣来了，站在中间说：愿你们平安。然后对多麦说：把你的指头伸到这里来，看看我的手吧，并伸过你的手来，探入我的肋旁。不要做无信德的人，但要做个有信德的人。多默回答说：我主，我天主。耶稣对多默说：因为你看见了我才相信吗？那些没有看见而相信的，才是有福的。耶稣在门徒前运行了许多其他神迹，没有记在这部书上。这些所记录的，是为叫你们信耶稣是弥赛亚，天主子，并使你们信的人赖他的名获得生命。 A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. On the evening of that first day of the week, when the door was opened, where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in their midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." When he had said this, he showed to them his hands and his side. The disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receiving the Holy Spirit, whose sins you forgive are forgiven them, and whose sins you retain are retained." Thomas called Didymus, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples said to him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands, and put my finger into the nail marks, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe." Now a week later, his disciples were again inside, and Thomas was with them. Jesus came, although the door were locked, and stood in their midst and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger where you see my hand, and break your hand and put it in do not be unbelieving, but believe. Thomas answered and said to him, My Lord and my God. Jesus said to him, Have you come to believe because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and have believed. Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples that are not written in this book, but these are written that you may come to believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that through his belief you may have life in his name. The Gospel of the Lord.
Do not be afraid. I'm the first and the last, the one who lives. Once I was dead, but now I'm alive forever and ever. Today we don't see Jesus, but we believe that with his body and soul ascend into God's bosom, he is alive. Before he left us, he took the bread and gave it thanks, gave it to his disciples and said, Take this, all of you, and eat it. This is my body. It's the real body of Christ. So this, although we can't see him, but he lives in us. In the Blessed Sacrament, in the Eucharist. But apart from that, Jesus still lives in us, within us. Whatever you two or three unite in my name, I am in your list. You see, wherever there is love, mutual love, there's a presence of God. Where there's a Eucharist, there's real presence of the Lord. So we are not unknown. That's why Jesus said, Do not be afraid, according to the book of Revelation. I'm the first and the last, the one who lives. Jesus is still living in us. Of course, he lives in heaven. But he wants to be one with us. This is the blessing of human being. Although we sinned, we forgot about him many times. But he's also giving his forgiveness. He's still praying for us. Father, forgive them because they don't know what they're doing. You see, Jesus never remembered what we have done. If we say sorry, we don't want to do it again. That's more important. Don't do it again. Don't take the advantage of God is merciful and then you just continue to sin. You don't know when your last day. Perhaps you might think another 10 years. Who knows? Although Hong Kong, we do have an earthquake, but we have many cars on the road. You don't know what time some driver is a drunken, and you just fall asleep, and the car crashed to you. It can happen, right? So always be prepared. The most important thing is we have to learn how to live better. First, to live the will of God. That's essential. Whatever you do now, the will of God for you is to listen. The will of God for me is to talk, to speak. I have to use all my force to speak with love. You have to learn to listen with love, not judgmental. Where there is mutual love, there is a presence of the Lord. Then there is a light. That's why sometimes you got some idea out from the preaching. Not because the priest speak differently, because you listen with love, and that's the presence of the Holy Spirit, and that He touches you. He's the presence of the Lord. So we thank Him. We celebrate the feast of divine mercy. Just remind us that He loves us so much that He wants to be one with us. So when we receive the Holy Communion in a special way, keep Him in your heart. Live as a living tabernacle. Until the next time you come to church, keep Jesus in you. You are sacred because you have the presence of the Lord. And Jesus wants to stay with you. So don't take Him away. Don't just after 2 seconds after communion and just forgot everything. He stays in you. But you don't. He can't. You feel sorry. He can't do much. He respects your freedom.
今日的默示錄話，不要害怕，我是原始，我是終結，我是生活的，我曾死過，可是看，我現在卻活著，一直到萬世萬代。耶穌答應我同你哋一齊，直到世界終結。耶穌永遠唔會食言嘅，這世界終結唔係就係佢一個人，四世嘅終結，佢話同我哋一齊嘅。佢建立聖體聖事無非就係話俾我哋知，佢願意同我哋一齊同行嘅，佢係同行者啊。你嘅苦就係佢嘅苦，你嘅難就係佢嘅難。佢一一承擔。 佢只希望你願意同佢一齊付出少少嘅痛苦嘅代價，承行天父嘅旨意，係佢幫我哋嘅。耶穌與我哋同行緊嘅，佢冇離開我哋半步。如果你幾時話我唔見到主，唔係佢唔喺你身邊啊，係你係唔記得咗佢啊，你唔係想嘅，你太多嘢分心啊。 呢个问题嘅症结，我哋冇心啊，所以最好嘅办法，紧记一个方法就系，你就好似个活嘅圣体柜，跟住你连圣体保存耶稣喺你嘅心中，你所到之处，你带同你心中嘅耶稣，你一个活嘅圣体柜啊，每一次嘅弥撒领圣体。 到下次嘅弥撒领圣体嘅时段咧，系你借圣体嘅时间啊！如果你系日日听弥撒，至少你要24小时借圣体啊！如果你一个礼拜听一次，7日嘅每日24小时都系借紧圣体嘅嗰种嘅感恩嘅心里边啊，你自然呢份同佢嘅感觉。
系亲历啲嘅，系亲切啲嘅。耶稣就系咁样做，佢系想同我哋咁样爱法啊！佢系咁爱我哋，爱紧我哋嘅。系我哋唔领情嘅啫。耶稣佢叫父天啊，你将呢个慈悲耶稣介绍俾呢个世界。你知唔知父天啊受好多苦啊？一方面佢病啦，地方咪俾佢一种灵魂上嘅黑暗啊，好多次啊！
佢喺嗰三百年去世，喺嗰年嘅年初已经开始啊！久唔久，耶稣容许佢，咁就好似炼狱嘅苦一样，好似冇出路，好似完全崩溃晒，精神啊、灵魂啊、冚唪唥，冇晒光彩。佢只系意念上话：主耶稣，我信，我信，我信。今朝我哋默想呢个佢嘅。 佢嘅日记喺某啲时段，佢真系冇晒办法。耶稣显现俾佢，话俾佢听：父天啊，我知道嘅，我多谢你。 你对我的信赖。你看，我们信赖主耶稣不代表着没有挑战，仅记一句这样，欲不啄不成器。有时耶稣让你跌倒，容许啦，容许你失败，莫非无因的，永远的背后是一份祝福。几多人失败之后是一个更成功的人呢？几多在爱情之中失败的人，几多成为真正懂得爱的人呢？所以我们要感恩的，凡事感恩。耶稣没有离开我们半步，希望我们把持住这份对主的信靠。